Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast, and we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk.
Daughter's House is a level 2 sober living for women in Harford County, Maryland. We also, under the Daughter's House program, have Sister House, which is the same exact program, both based in Bel Air, Maryland. A day-to-day program that helps women in early sobriety achieve recovery. So we accept women from 18 and older. We accept people from treatment. I have also accepted people off the street and from other sober living facilities. We are an abstinent-based recovery house, which means they are not allowed on any maintenance drugs and nothing narcotic.
What is a maintenance drug?
Like Suboxone or methadone, Subutex. It is a form of some people in recovery need to sustain these drugs that helps them achieve recovery. Right. So you're in recovery when you say you are. And there's a stigma on that too. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, that's just the programs that we run. They're abstinent based. There are programs in Harford County that take maintenance. There's sober living that take maintenance. Okay. It's just something that we haven't crossed paths with yet. So okay. I would say on a day-to-day basis, you know, the women come in, they are on a 30-day blackout, which consists of finding a job, finding to go to a meeting every night with someone from the house that is not on blackout. They are, you know, making doctor's appointments, doing IOP, which is intensive outpatient programs, and, you know, just trying to settle themselves into the structure of the house. So they have to be up by 9 a.m. They have chores every day. They have to have their chore completed by 10. If they work, they go to work. And, you know, they are self-sufficient. They're independent. We teach them how to be independent people and productive members of society. They have a sponsor, they work their steps, they go to meetings. We also have, every Sunday, we have our house meeting where we discuss any house events that we need to collect rent. And we have education nights, which can consist of anything from paint night to budgeting to saving money to grocery shopping to multiple things. I mean, we've had Narcan training, CPR training, any life skill that we can help them with to, you know, be successful. So there is no length of stay. We try to recommend 3 to 6 months, but as long as the women are doing everything that they need to do, they can stay as long as they need to.
So how many can you have in the house at one time?
Daughter's House holds 7 with a house manager. And then Sister House holds 8 with a house manager. And a house manager is someone that is in charge of the house and oversees that the ladies are doing what they need to do. Right. We do random drug testing, breathalyzers, room searches, purse searches. You know, we want to keep a safe environment for these ladies so they can be successful. I would say most of us coming in need structure, need an authority, like, you know, someone that's going to guide them and tell them what they're doing wrong.
Right.
To, you know, there's women that come in there that don't know how to clean. There's women that don't know how to do laundry. They just, their life skills throughout using, you know, were not implemented. So it's important. And, you know, we strive for them. There's women that come in for one day and leave. They're just not ready.
Yeah.
And there's other women who have gone through the whole entire program, start out as a resident to a senior resident to a house manager, and then move on.
One of the things that we're really proud of at Daughter's House and the Daughter's House program is that it's a nonprofit organization. So Rage Against Addiction is a nonprofit organization, and the Daughter's House program is part of that. And because of the fundraising and the funding that we get, these ladies not only get to learn the life skills like Rachel was talking about, but we are able to provide them with team building activities. Like quarterly, they will go to Hershey Park. They will do things together to help them grow as a family, because we noticed when they are all left as individuals, it's not as a successful environment.
I agree. Working together in general is more successful, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, than, you have that support. Anyways, you're supporting each other, that makes a big difference.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And, you know, we try to, you know, there's always something. You know, that's with life in general. But, you know, we try to work through things with them to the best of our ability as well. So it's really, it's individual based for each woman that walks in the door.
For peer support, you feel free to contact Rachel at 443-504-8488. You can follow Rage Against Addiction on Facebook, Instagram, or at our website, RageAgainstAddiction.org, for more information. Thank you.